It took the chopper another 5 minutes to get to us. But we hadn't done to the village. It did. It leveled the huts. There were Vietnamese, mostly women and old men, running for their lives. Few of them made it more than a few feet as the chopper guns swept everything in their path. These were the people we had come to save, to pacify. Now it was ourselves that we were saving. God have mercy. God give us peace. The chopper came down and we handed up Lieutenant Carroll, a burnt offering. We didn't hand him up gently through the chopper doors. We pushed him as hard as we could. It was his life, but it was our lives as well. God have mercy. We all climbed on and the chopper tilted, jerked, and was off. The door gunner kept spraying the village as we moved off into the night. A medic on the chopper looked for Lieutenant Carroll's wound but couldn't find it. Bars of lights passed through us. There were eyes, the outlines of helmets. There was Lieutenant Carroll, unconscious. "Anybody see where he was hit?" The medic was already putting in the IV. We hadn't seen. There weren't any signs of blood. "Maybe he just passed out," Monaco said. The medic didn't answer. He just shook his head. We didn't land at the base. We went on to Chu Lai. The whole squad made the trip. We got there in what seemed a short time. An ambulance was waiting for us. They took Lieutenant Carroll and the rest of us went off to one side and sat outside a building. I was trembling, and I couldn't stop. Pee-wee put his hand on mine and tried to calm it. I took deep breaths. A major came by, saw us sitting on the ground, and came over to us.
"What are you men doing here?"
he asked.
"I don't know, sir,"
I heard Monaco say.
"What unit you with?"
Nobody answered. He looked at us and then said something about either him being in charge or maybe he asked who was in charge. I didn't know. Sergeant Simpson got to his feet and talked to him, and then we were all headed over to a low building. It was a mess hall, and two cooks sitting listening to the radio got coffee for us. One of the medics who had been on the chopper came over, and we asked him how Lieutenant Carroll was doing. He said he didn't know, only that he was over in Building A3. We finished the coffee and went over to see him.
"He got hit under the arm," a hawk-faced doctor was saying. "That's why the medics couldn't find the wound. Almost in the armpit. It wouldn't have done any good if they had found it, though."
Monaco knew the prayer.
"Lord, let us feel pity for Lieutenant Carroll and sorrow for ourselves and all the angel warriors that fall. Let us fear death, but let it not live within us. Protect us, O Lord, and be merciful unto us.
Amen."